BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
But I thought George was doing okay. Brad said so, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And that's what he told Emma, but he was lying.
Well, I tried to see him, to ask him myself, but I couldn't get hold of him.
No, well, he's keeping his head down.
So, George told Brad...
to tell anyone who asked him that he was fine. Yeah, just doing just fine.
But really, he's in a bad way.
Oh, he hates it in there. It's hell for him. He's threatened, he's bullied...
What does Emma say?
I haven't told her.
Ed, yeah.
I can't tell her, Will. She'll worry herself sick. I want to do something about this before I tell her anything.
Well, we have to get him moved.
Yeah, I know.
He shouldn't be in there. He shouldn't be in a place like that. We've got to help him.
Yeah, I know. Spent most of yesterday trying to sort something out.
Like what?
Well, looking stuff up. Young offenders institutions, that kind of thing. Making calls. Mostly sending messages.
Who to?
Well, there's charities that'll help, you know, advise you what to do. Main thing was that I sent a message to Sarah Byron.
Who?
Our MP. God, you must know that.
Yeah, I do. I didn't vote for her, though.
That's not going to stop her helping, is it?
Is she going to help, then?
I don't know. Just got an automatic message back, says there's a surgery at Borchester Library next Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah, but...
So, meanwhile, George has to put up with it?
No, wait, listen.
Well, bullying, and who knows what else?
Listen! I also found out there's a family fun run in Borchester.
A fun run?
Yeah, this afternoon. She's going to be there to start it off.
And what's that got to do with anything?
Well, we go there, we mill around with everyone else, and then we accidentally bump into her and tell her what's happening with George.
Well, are we supposed to be running, or what?
What? No.
Because if so, should we turn up in shorts? No, with numbers?
It doesn't matter. We just bump into her.
Oh, I don't know about this. I can't see it working.
Well, I'm going to try, Will. Because I can't think of anything else and I have to do something. So you can come along and help me or stay where you are and not bother. It's up to you.
Welcome to Grey Gables, Mr. Elliot.
Brad, what on earth are you doing here?
I've been working on some videos for the EV charging station. I'll send you some ideas.
Ah, oh, yes.
Using the drone. You'll like them. And also, Kirsty and Rex wanted to upgrade their website so you could do a virtual tour.
Really?
So you could see the point of all the rewilding they're doing. It was Rex's idea.
Well, good for Rex.
I think he wanted it to kind of impress you.
Oh.
Did it?
Impress me?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
No, they didn't show it to me. It wasn't quite ready or some such. So, was I impressed? Broadly speaking, no, I wasn't.
Oh. Shame. Well, I'm sure it'll be up and running soon, for a test run at least. Then you can give it a go. It's actually fascinating because they can sample your voice, well, Rex's voice, and make it talk to people, answer questions and stuff like that. There's this app, only it takes a bit of setting up. We had to get Robert Snell in to help. He's dead sharp with computers. You should talk to him.
Yeah, well, I would do if I were the slightest bit interested, which I'm not.
This is AI, though, Mr. Elliot. It really is coming. We can make it work for us.
Yeah, well, the only advantage of AI, as far as I can see, is that you don't have to allow it holidays or sick pay.
No, there's more than that.
No, look, this is a restaurant. I've come here for lunch.
Right.
A quiet lunch, whereas you, I assume, are here to advise diners on their computer problems.
No, not really.
No?
I'm Porteridge. Portering. I am a porter.
Really?
Part-time.
Well, do your duties include finding me the waiter, because I have a table booked for 1:15 and I'd like to be seated.
I'm afraid the waiter's off, sir.
Off?
Well, he's gone to see his mum and dad, so...
Well, presumably they have a stand-in.
Yes, sir. They do.
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
Let me check your booking for you. Okay. Yes, here we are. Justin Elliott, 1:15, table for two.
Table for one.
Two.
That, no, I know what I booked and I know which table I specified. It's for one.
Well, sir, as you can see...
No, the book is wrong. I want a table for one so I can read through some financial reports. It's a working lunch.
But...
No, Brad. Forget the book. The book is wrong. Anyway, if I booked a table for two, I'd have someone with me. There would be two of us, and there's not.
But there is, sir. There's someone with you.
What?
She's already sitting at the table, look.
Where? Oh, no. Oh, it gets worse. Miranda.
You know what she looks like, this woman?
Yeah, of course I do. You'll know her too.
Busy, isn't it?
Might not be easy to manage any kind of conversation.
And we might not get anywhere if we do. I mean, even if she can help, well...
What?
He'd just be moving to another prison.
Except not exactly a prison, a young offenders institution.
Yeah, and how do we know that won't be as bad? Or worse?
We don't, Will. Only we've got to try, haven't we?
Is this her? Come in now.
What? Yes, yeah, it is.
Well, Ed, she's running.
Right, so we'll have to. Get moving, spread out.
Run if you're running, you two.
Mrs. Byron, could we have a word?
A word about what?
We're constituents.
A word about what?
We voted for you.
You're not press, are you?
No, we're not. We're just ordinary blokes.
And we just want to ask you a question.
What is it? Waiting list?
No.
Public transport?
No, it's nothing like that.
One question, you said. Go on then, let's hear it.
It's my son. Can you help my son?
You've done this on purpose.
Justin, don't be so ridiculous.
You contrived this whole situation just to spite me.
And why would I do that?
But don't ask me.
Why would I manipulate things so we share a table?
Oh, I've never understood the serpentine workings of your mind.
You're the very last person I'd ever want to share a table with.
I could find one of you another table.
No, I booked this.
I'm not giving this up.
Anywhere there's not another table. You can see that.
Don't take it out on him.
That table's only got
this
three.
This is your mess.
I could ask him to budge up a bit.
No, listen. I booked this table, and this precise table is the one I want.
Well, I have no intention of moving.
So you're both stopping here, are you?
I am.
Then you'll have to share, won't you? Logically, there's no other option.
He got it wrong. We know that. He started out trying to help, and it all went wrong.
Yeah, we're not asking for him to be released. He has to pay for what he's done. But this place, he could come out worse than when he went in.
Yes, well...
But he's a bit leery, like we all was at that age.
Well, not all, Will.
Oh.
No.
Look, sorry, I didn't
It's all right, don't worry.
I just mean, he thinks he's got all the answers.
Leery sums me up when I was George's age. I thought I knew it all.
When it comes down to it, though, he's not much more than a kid. I'm dead scared.
Right, thank you. He should be pleased he's got you two on his case.
Yeah, and his mum.
Emma.
Your partner?
No, mine.
Oh.
My wife.
Sorry, I thought...
It's a long story.
For another day, then. Or not. As far as George is concerned, I'll do what I can.
You will?
Don't overestimate what I can achieve, though, but I know who to talk to. Let me ask a few questions, see what I can find out.
Oh, thank you.
Will it take long?
As long as it takes, I'm afraid. I won't drag my feet, though, I promise you that. There is one thing you might need to consider while I'm doing this.
What's that?
If he is moved, there is a chance that it could be much further away. It might make visiting a lot more difficult.
I've heard what you've done to Kirsty and Rex, and I think it's despicable.
I haven't done anything.
Well, you've certainly done nothing to help them, have you?
I'm under no obligation to help them.
You won't lift a finger to help the rewilding. And you won't lift a finger to help them as people in need of a little sympathy.
Sympathy?
Still, that's what we've come to expect from you. Heartless. Business first, and anyone in your way, well, pooh, who cares?
You've got a nerve calling me heartless.
Sorry.
Like some skinflint Scrooge.
Sorry to butt in.
Now look, our marriage was littered with petty acts of heartlessness, all yours.
Is everything all right with your food? I should be getting back to the fun run.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry for doorstepping you like that.
No, that's fine. You did what you had to do. Look, as I say, I'll send some letters and then let you know where I've got to.
Right.
Can I have your contact details?
Oh, I've got a card somewhere. Oh, there you go.
Great. Oh, tree surgeons.
Yeah, that's right.
I could be needing a tree surgeon. I might give you a call about that.
Yes, well, special rates can be arranged, eh, Ed?
Oh, no, 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 no. Let's steer clear of all that. Professional rates for a professional job. That's all I'd ask.
Oh, we can do that. Call us.
Bye then.
Oh, thanks again.
Well?
Yeah, I don't think she will.
What?
Call us about work. That's just what they say, these people. It's just a way of being polite.
No, Will. What did you think about what she said?
Oh, helping George.
Well, did you believe her?
Yeah, I think so. What about you?
I reckon I think so too. Yeah, she was good.
She didn't make no wild promises.
But she knew what she was talking about, yeah.
Yeah. Every chance we can get something put right for George.
Right. Well, I'm still not saying anything to Em, though. Not just yet.
You know your trouble, Miranda.
I'm sure you're just about to tell me.
You're small-minded. Too petty. You always were. Never could see the bigger picture. What you call ruthlessness is, in fact, usually the clear-cut thing to do. People like Rex and Kirsty put themselves in hopeless positions and then bleat for help and try to catch the eye of someone who'll set them back on their feet again. They have no grasp of the real world. They're wandering through a kiddie's picture book where jolly Mr. Sun smiles down on all the happy bunnies. They have nothing real to offer. I see no need to help them. Miranda?
When we were young, I couldn't take my eyes off you. You were so dashing. But not just that. I remember arranging to meet you outside the National Gallery. And when I got there, I could see you through the crowds. You were with an old man selling postcards. They were his own pictures, not terribly good. Like him, they were a bit crumpled at the edges. I watched you together for 3 or 4 minutes. My dashing young man and the old boy with the postcards. You bought some and talked to him, and you made him laugh. You leant over him and said something to make him laugh. A beautiful old face he had when he laughed. I've never forgotten that. What made you so kind then, Justin, all those years ago? And where's it gone today?
Miranda.
The table's entirely yours now. I wish you well of it.
Miranda, wait.